Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Welcome to Bravo Happy Hour. I'm your host, Megan O'Donnell. Today's guest is Mercedes. You know her. You love her. She's back today. We have no topic to talk about.
None needed, because it's just going to be au naturel.
Yeah, this is going to get rowdy. I have a crazy feeling.
There's a lot to talk about. There are a lot of shows currently on Bravo and really good seasons right now.
Yeah, I feel like it's a golden age of Bravo right now. Yeah. There's no OC, so that's kind of good.
Thank God.
And
Lisa Rinna is off my television set. Thank you, Lord Baby Jesus.
When does Jen Shaw go to prison?
She checked herself in today to start her sentence. Oh yes, God. To the Texas facility.
I wonder if there's a picture of her.
There is, yes.
Okay, ladies and gents, let's look at the picture. Oh my God, I hope she goes in like au naturel, speaking of. Oh, look at her.
Yep, I saw it today. You know, I didn't ever really get into Salt Lake City. We had a premiere party at our apartment when Megan and I lived together. Super fun. It looked like it was going to be good. But that was during, I call it the Great Depression of Bravo.
Yeah.
Lisa Rinna was on my TV set. And then it was like Salt Lake City and the OC. And it just kind of went through a slump a bit, I feel.
Yeah. And also, that was during the pandemic time.
Yes.
Where I feel like all television standards were like really heightened because everybody was home watching so much. So it's like, how do you go from us binging The Sopranos to them being like Salt Lake City Housewives? Like, there's like a huge. Yeah.
Getting mad at somebody. I don't know.
Yes.
So I kind of stopped watching Bravo for a bit. And so now
Well, you were like watching Atlanta season 4. Like, you were always
very true. This is very true. Old Atlanta is gold. I watched all of Married to Medicine, which I'm an absolute fan of. I watched all of Family Karma, which is also fantastic. And then, of course, how could you not watch old Jersey and New York? I feel like those are just iconic. It should be in the Emmy Golden Globe Hall of Fame.
It's like bedtime watching. This rocks me to sleep like a lullaby. Like, which
I don't have to stay awake for the 15th argument of the show. No, I don't.
I'm like, I could just like basically recite half the arguments.
They need to make a white noise machine with just arguments from the housewives. In case anybody wants an idea for a business, there you go.
Hey, it could be us.
It could be. One time that Megan, me, and Jasper were sending these voice text messages to each other that just said different companies that the housewives had started. And so I would send them She by Sheree.
Should we do a freestyle right now? Jasper will be so jealous.
And we used to get the mess. I was like at the office and I was cackling. And my coach was like, what are you laughing at? And I said, this literally could not make any sense to anybody. But even if I explain
you're
the
like
context.
Sparkle dog food. I mean, I think.
Blackwater.
Rinna Beauty.
KZB Beauty? Is that what
it was? Oh, that was.
Cheater brand.
Yeah, that's a cheater brand. I mean, I will say, all of these have become cheater brands. Whitney Rose Beauty, that's.
Oh, completely.
In that situation, when she and her husband were like, you know what we should do? Let's drain our bank accounts and put it into a skincare line for you. As if Sephora isn't full. of skincare lines. Right. Like, I just feel like to diversify the products, ladies.
100%. So I just had a talk with like this very senior director at Estee Lauder, which has a lot of companies under its portfolio that you wouldn't even know are part of the Estee Lauder brand. And they were like, it's very easy to acquire a beauty company. So he was saying that a lot of the companies like these beauty ones, when they get acquired, they realize how cheaply made the products are and they end up folding very quickly because unless there's an actual quality product behind it, then it really has no value besides whoever is representing it or the face of it.
Yeah.
Which I thought was so interesting.
And I think you kind of see it with like Fenty Beauty. The reason why her brand has grown these insane levels is because the product is actually really good. And Rihanna, my God, her stopping in the middle of the Super Bowl to reapply her makeup
and touch it up. Classy. Yes, Riri.
Also, just like she was patting the puss, and I believe she smelled her fingers after.
She did. Girl. And she got paid a lot more than
Erica Jane.
Our dear friend Erica.
Oh my God. Well, Erica Jane, what's going on with her?
I just saw a picture of her on Valentine's Day where she had these like multiple dozens long stem roses being delivered to her. And it was on some sort of like meme account that was like, when you buy yourself flowers and then hire paparazzi to take these pictures, like everything's okay. I was like, honey, your husband's going to prison. This is not the right time to leave the room.
No, she I don't think has had a Valentine's Day in a very long time. God knows Tom Girardi was even like that guy like early on where he's like, I'm not going to get her flowers.
Yeah, she doesn't need more socks.
Yeah.
Does she wear socks? I don't know.
No. Heels only. Pumps only. Oh, poor Erica Jane. I don't know. I've never really been a fan of hers. And my friend John Turlock, who was on last week's episode, he loves Erica Jane so much. And I feel like...
Why?
Well, he's a new Bravo viewer, so I blame it on him just not understanding.
He doesn't understand the women who paved the way for her.
Exactly. Women walked so Erica Jane could run.
I mean, truly, let's think about the housewives who have had their music careers on the show a la Melissa Gorga.
I mean, Countess Lou.
Kim Zolciak-Bierman.
And now we see Adriana from Sex of Miami coming out with Thaya.
Oh, yeah. Because I was thinking of that episode of New York where they went to Atlantic City to make the video. But that was Luann.
That was Lou.
And Jill Zarin was in it.
There's like nothing better than like being like, hey gals, want to be in my music video?
And then in Miami, none of them cared about it on the yacht. And she was like, can we do anything? The poor director was pissed. He's like, we're losing light. We haven't recorded anything. Adriana's like, I don't know what to tell you. And the girls are like, are we done yet? They just wanted to drink and like be done.
Of course. They're like, being a video girl in this shit video, like, isn't doing anything for our brand.
No.
This song is going nowhere.
When we were talking about coming on to talk about Miami, I said there's two things that we're going to have to say over and over multiple times. Literally.
Yeah.
Literally. por favor.
Por favor.
Por favor.
But I also feel like now that I've been rewatching Miami since season one, Marisol is, like, playing up could have whitewashed the ladies seasons 1 through 3.
Right.
So that's also another thing where they...
No, now they definitely embrace it. They're like, oh, there's ojos malo on me, and I just know that they're doing brujería over there, okay? Don't talk to me about it. I know that everybody compares Alexia to Teresa.
Oh,
but I like her. Like, she's never apologized for the fact that her ex-husband's on the show. She's like, he was in school, aka prison. And then she talks about Herman, and she was like, and he had a gay lover. And that's what it is. Like, she does not apologize. At least she's honest about absolutely everything.
Well, at a certain point in life, it's like, what are you going to keep apologizing for things? A lot of these things are also kind of happening out of her control. Of course, like, yeah, you knew your first husband was, like, a drug dealer.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Like,
and now she's married to this, like, hot little Jewish thing.
He's Italian!
Oh, he's Italian.
He's Italian from Staten Island, baby.
Oh, but he's loaded. Because where they live in Miami, forget it. She's struck a gold mine with that one.
He's another, quote-unquote, real estate guy.
Right.
I know some real estate guys in the tri-state area. I don't know if they're living in penthouses like that. I get sketchy vibes. I feel like Alexia is a like hopeless romantic and like wants to find love and wants to be like wined and dined by these men.
My theory is that he is a New Yorker, went down before all the New Yorkers got there from the pandemic, and is like completely capitalized on it with his connections. That's what I think. All right. But if you have an elevator that takes your vehicle up to the penthouse, I mean,
ay, por favor. Por favor.
Literally so crazy.
I actually really like Dr. Nicole.
So do I.
I'm for her. And her home is so stunning.
Yeah.
Oh, and her outfits, her little look.
Oh, she's so
petite. I just think she's like tiny. Fabulous.
I was thinking today, as I was on my couch watching me eating potato chips, how phenomenal her body is. And I was like, she must really work out. And I was like, you know what? I should put these down and perhaps work out a bit more too. To look how cute she does.
No.
And all of her outfits. They're so cute.
I've given up after I was told. After someone thought I was pregnant yesterday on the subway. I'm throwing out any bodycon on my own. I can't get into it on the show. I'm going to have people, like, DMing me being like, I'm so sorry. People body shamed you.
They're like, you're beautiful.
Yeah, literally. Matt you're being like, you're really beautiful. And you're smart. And you're nice. And I'm like, what else am I?
You're like, tell me more.
And he literally says stylish, and I like start to smile. I'm like, oi. I have such a skewed perspective of compliments.
But then going back to like season one of Miami, because I also started there again, to hear Alexia talk very much like Yolanda Hadid about her eating and what she eats and her diet and the Cuban Barbie, I was like, these women are raised with these standards to like always be thinking about what they're eating and things like that.
Well, her son,
the hot wife beater?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The hot wife beater, and took the words right out of my mouth. He was like shown in season one with like a little bit of pudge on his belly, and she's like, you need to eat less if you're gonna like try to be a model. Like what are you doing? You have to eat less. And then like on the reunion, which I ended up watching, which was the first live reunion, maybe first and last live reunion they did on Watch What Happens Live.
Uh-huh.
And the women are just like going insane, cursing at each other, fighting during the break. And Andy would be like, we're back. And Adriana is like screaming at, what was her name? Christy Rice, who was a dumb bitch. I did not like her.
Saucy little Cuban.
I did not like her.
I do miss a little bit of Leah Black, though.
I mean, she was just an asshole. She was like very mean. Yeah. And what happened to the Leah Black Gala? I was looking the other day. It stopped going on in 2013 when she got off the show.
Wow.
So I'm wondering what happened. I wonder if it was like
people were probably looking into where the finances and the money was going.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you it was some like sham.
And well, it was like the money was going to like a school in a very privileged neighborhood.
Which is
so great. It's like, oh, great. Let's give more money to more schools that are, you know, doing very well when they're probably.
I don't know if a lot of people know that when Potomac started, it was supposed to be a show about people in the fundraising scene. So that's why there's so much talk about etiquette and fundraising.
And same with Dallas, actually.
And, right. And so I was wondering with Miami season one if it was supposed to be a cooking show because all of them had an event around their chefs and about cooking because there's that crazy Italian.
Oh, I know. He's like
who's sweating and he's like red, like Juicy Joe, which I'm sorry to get sidetracked, but why are all the men in New Jersey really red?
Well, I was saying last episode that all of their veins are just full of sausage links. Because like, they just eat so much prosciutto.
It's the grease from the sausage that's making their blood so red. Their skin is so red on the show.
I don't know what's going on. We live in the tri-state area. We get the same climate.
Like 100%.
I don't know what's going on.
The women here don't have, here being New York City, don't have nearly as much plastic surgery as they do because one of the new girls, her face looks like it hurts to just breathe.
Oh.
Not the blonde one.
The brown haired one. Yeah. And she's young. I think she's 31 or 32.
She's super young. But there's a lot of plastic surgery on New Jersey right now. Like, it's blowing my mind. It looks like LA plastic surgery.
Unfortunately, even for non-reality stars, people are getting plastic surgery left and right. And as I get older and friends of mine are now on the Botox train and they're doing the whole thing and every 6 months, and some of them like look really good. But I saw a girl the other day I was talking to, and you could just see she had no expression in her face, and she was really funny, and I really enjoy talking to her. And then at a certain point, I was like, I'm like, does her face move? And then I was like, no, I think she just got work done.
The New York plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Countess Luanda Lesseps looks amazing. Yeah. She looks so good. I mean, Ramona's pushed it a little over the edge lately.
Plus the Facetune, Ramona has turned into a new human being. She looks better than her daughter, unfortunately.
Okay, but nobody's Facetune is worse than Gretchen Rossi.
Oh my God.
She just has no nose. She Facetunes her daughter.
I feel like if anything, she like needs to go get her eyes checked. Like, has she been to an eye doctor?
I don't know if she thinks people believe that that's what she looks like.
Oh my God.
Well, everybody knows that Kim Zolciak Bierman Facetune her body for the gods. Like, because there's even accounts on Instagram that show like real life pictures that are submitted of her and her kid, her daughters, out in public, and then how she presents the picture on Instagram, and it's like, you know, just to show that that's not reality what she's posting.
And it's honestly shocking that her daughters have just become little replicas of her.
I know.
And we always thought the younger daughter was gonna really
be smart,
pull through. Like, yeah. She's got those three. Maybe even four youngins. Mm-hmm. Four little ones.
Yeah.
And honestly, I will say,
and then the, yep.
You know, she put those kids out, and, yeah, she bounced back. And I do, as much as they are, like, definitely, like, living above their means.
Well, you didn't see the house foreclosed today.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I get a job, and I now Jen Shaw's in prison, and the house was foreclosed. Mm-hmm. Kim Zolciak.
It's all over TMZ right now.
And I honestly was looking at, like, they have a website where they sell their used clothing, and I went on it to see, like, oh, you know, they might have, like, some shockingly good designer things. Everything was so expensive that I want to say, like, go look at similar comps on, like, Poshmark and these other places. Like, I'm not going to pay retail price for a shirt with Brielle's sweat stain on it.
No.
I'm not doing that. Oh, yeah, look, Kim Zolciak Bierman house. Oh, my God. Mansion in foreclosure.
Yep.
Like, $2.8 million. I'm sorry. All these people on these reality shows are buying these, like, million-plus-dollar homes. They don't realize that, like, not only is this income very fleeting, but that's a lot of money for a long-term, like, 30-year
also, like, once they get off the shows, that income is not theirs. And the reason I say this because, you know, New York had the legacy get canceled, and they're not doing it anymore. So
they were all like, we need more money. And they're all like potentially actually wealthy.
Dorinda, Luann, and Ramona are doing some speaking engagement at like the Boondocks of Pennsylvania. I don't even know who the town. It was just posted into one of our like Facebook Housewives group. And I was like, what is this? Because I'm in Philadelphia every other weekend. And I was like, I've never even heard of this town.
You're like, but I'll be there.
If it's cheap, I might go. But they're trying to, I'm like, that's what they have to do to make money now?
Which is true. Like, I mean, remember, like, this is mean. Kim Richards, when she, like, went to that fan convention.
No.
And there was, like, a line of, like, 80 people being like, Kim, I loved you. Whatever.
Which mountain.
I really loved you in Little House on the Prairie. And she's like, I actually believe she was, like, holding a creepy little doll that was, like, maybe in the movie. I don't know. But, I mean, you have to make a buck, and I respect people going out and hustling. But to be making, like, massive long-term purchases of a home is so financially irresponsible. And I think we see it on Vanderpump Rules with Tom and Katie, where he's saying his part of the mortgage of that home was $6,000. What the fuck is Katie's part? You two fucking idiots are paying $12,000. What'd you put down? $8?
You're not in Manhattan and you're not in Malibu, right?
So yeah, like you're in the valley in a beautiful cookie cutter home, which whatever, nice. Like, and you could see like these houses like are move in ready, which great. Move in ready is for like a family of like a doctor and a lawyer who have no fucking time to sit down and like paint the house together. A normal young family should buy a reasonable home. And then if, you know, after 10, 15 years of living in a reasonable home, we can
That's
upgrade.
That's why we call it starter homes.
Yes. It's not rocket science. But again, I don't think any of these people have really any financial background or
prowess.
Or ability to plan.
I just want to talk about how amazing Vanderpump Rules is.
So
this season, so I started watching that and Jersey at the same time. I stopped Jersey to watch Vanderpump because it, to me, was just more real and honest about everything, because Lala talking about Randall was like totally eye-opening. And then the whole James Raquel dynamic, and then Katie and Schwartz going through their stuff. I'm not really liking Sandoval right now, but I just like love the authenticity of VPR compared to Jersey, which seems just so extra right now that it's unnecessary. Like, they're really reaching, and the plastic surgery just hurts my eyes sometimes. Like, I just can't, I gotta look away.
And there's also a lot of people on Jersey right now.
They're trying
the newbies with a lot of OG people.
Uh-huh.
And it just felt like a little crowded.
Yes, because Jackie's still there, but, like, tangentially. Then you have Jen trying to, like, make a scene and still have issues with her husband. And then you have the issues with Teresa and Margaret. And then Melissa and Joe were always in the background, too. It just seems, like, busy. Busy. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I love Jersey, and so I'm going to...
I'm watching.
Yeah. I'm actually loving it. But... you know, Housewives just flow differently than the other shows, especially like A Summer House, which is back this week, or Vanderpump, Winter House, Southern Charm. These newer shows just have different subject matters too, where again, like, we're not really dealing with, you know, motherhood and watching the kids. Like, I don't always want to see, like, cooking with your kid in the kitchen.
No, on a Housewives show.
Like, that's so boring.
That's why I really like Family Karma that's on right now too, because
Family Karma's so good.
They go all into, I love the Indian culture. I love seeing their outfits. They have a lot of dynamic going on between the friends and the family. And I think anytime you get more than just the cast members involved, I always say this about Married to Medicine, getting the husbands involved, Family Karma getting all of the parents involved, it just creates a totally different dynamic. And each of the friends are going through vastly different things that everybody has someone that they can relate to something about.
Totally.
So I think that that's why Family Karma, one, has been one of the minority shows, not traditional Housewives, that's lasted so long, is that there's so much content there and there's so much to unpack. And then there's also so much to learn culturally. Mm-hmm. They go into what is holy, what is Diwali. They went into the cultures around the weddings. So I love Family Karma. I can't get enough.
What are your thoughts on Vishal and Richa? I think Richa could potentially be the problem. I think she's just as wishy-washy as him. And honey, you knew who this man was day one.
So,
and 10 years later, you're still being like, I might not sign the papers. I just find that so manipulative and weird. And even for her to go to Mexico and do this elaborate, stunning wedding with the man that she loves, supposedly loves, and she comes back and she's like, oh, you blacked out and now I'm not going to sign the papers. Honey, you should have signed the papers before you left.
There's two thoughts I have on Richa.
I don't know. I'm just not into her this season.
So, one, to learn about the dynamic with her sister and how her and her Lopa. Mom are,
I do,
like,
love Lopa.
Yeah, and Lopa are just, like, not talking to her. And Vishal is the one that's trying to bring them together. And she's very much like Lopa. So, that's why I'm like, well, I don't really like Lopa. So, there's that. But, two, okay, so everybody knows that Omri and Vishal have this, like, relationship that, you know, could be.
They've definitely, like, accidentally been in, like,
they've accidentally kissed.
Closet.
But
and
then
we're like,
when
Richa brought on your lip.
When Richa brought on the girl that was, like, pseudo dating
Brian.
Oh, so cute. At the beginning, and then they panned to them, and then they kind of had a similar type of relationship. I just got kind of spidey senses that I was like, oh, okay, maybe Vishal has Omri, and maybe Richa has this girl. And it's not quite...
You know what? That is interesting. Because I did feel...
Biased.
I don't know, like a sexual tension? Maybe they're just like both bisexual.
Yeah.
And they have found their people. I'm not saying like one or the other.
And, right. Forget...
Sexuality is a spectrum.
Polygamy is not acceptable in
the Indian culture. Community, yeah.
Right.
Oddly enough, I think.
But what if they're progressive. And she's like, hey, you can kind of have your relationship and I'll kind of have mine on site and we'll have ours together. I mean, that is the most progressive thing that they could show on the show, but I don't think they'd ever pursue it or highlight it with the parents. They would never accept it.
No, I mean, even this season, Vishal is going to therapy. That's crazy thing. Which, you know what? Props to him. Mm-hmm. Many men should be going to therapy regardless of your...
Oh, completely. And he's the one that got her to start going.
Yeah.
So... I
feel like there's something we're not seeing. And maybe she's a beard. Maybe
the same with Amisha and her ultimatum to her boyfriend to get
Cinco
married.
De Mayo, right. Honey.
And I think I saw this week that they actually showed pictures of him and they were like, oh, now he's revealed. He's a doctor. I don't think that they're engaged yet, though. I don't follow her on social media, though, so I don't quite know for sure.
Let's see. Page Six reported 2 days ago he is 36. A doctor. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Oh, he's cute. He's really cute.
She's pretty and she's driven and she's successful, but.
He's tall. She's very tall.
She is tall, yeah.
You know what? I respect the fact that she kept it off the show. On a personal level, I can understand her being like, why would I bring this man around to, like, one, potentially affect his career? He's a doctor. Yeah. He actually has shit to lose. And two, you know, once you bring your partner in here.
The friend group, they're very catty. And they do talk crap about a lot of their friends' relationships. Like, with Monica and her boyfriend cheating on her. And they were talking about it. Like, yeah, 100%.
Such a cheater.
And they're not together anymore either.
Of course. She hasn't posted anything about him in months.
She is off his Instagram too, because I was watching the show and I was like, let me do some investigative work because I'm so busy. I'm like, now put inspector on my resume. Investigative journalist here.
Investigative podcaster. Yeah, I mean, the whole situation where she wasn't invited to the family wedding, but his brother's girlfriend was, I immediately knew that something was up. And the fact that her and her father have this beautiful connection with one another, that she begrudgingly listened to him and accepted the things he had to say. And I think her relationship with her mom seems a little bit on the rocks. And so it makes sense that she would be more trusting of a man in a situation because she trusts.
I also think that she wants to get married. She wants to settle down. It was a good fit at the time. To their detriment, as much as their culture is so great and beautiful, that pressure to get married because of your age or because of circumstances, it's just, that is so antiquated.
But also, like, we saw when her grandma was doing a couple scenes that they were talking about how the grandma didn't really want to get married, but she had to so that her sisters would be able to get married. Yes, and then you obviously see her parents had a divorce, which was, like, really looked down upon in their culture. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't want to imply anything about her father, but he is going to the ladies' auntie nights. Like, he's going to auntie's parties. So,
and I love her father.
Oh, I think he's a gem. Sitting in that car with that douchebag guy.
And listen, they're in America now and they're trying to keep their roots and the younger generation is seeing, like, what part do we want to accept? What part do we want to kind of go against? And so I appreciate the fact that they're even having the dialogue, even with Amrit's wedding and his parents and how they dealt with it Nicholas. And opening up to his grandmother before she passed. Like, I like that they're having the dialogue to show that other generations can also have the dialogue. However, the fact that there's still these prominent, like, concepts that are there that aren't talked about that we can see just shows that we're not that far removed from certain mentalities and we have a long way to go, but, like, the progress is being made towards it. I don't know.
Well, I know. I think so much of our lives are rooted in these just societal expectations. Mm-hmm. And at a certain point, oh, you're 30 and you're not married? What the hell?
You know? I mean, even look at New York when they would tell Carol, well, you don't have a kid. You don't know. You don't have a kid. You don't know. And it's like,
you don't think she understands empathy and love because she doesn't have a child.
Right. There were so many.
Maybe if we're talking about childbirth, right, maybe she can't speak to that. Yeah.
But then women can be nasty to each other and be like, okay, well, New York, all of you only have one kid, so what does that matter?
Yeah, exactly. But it's not, or like Luann's children, like season two, being like, Mom, please don't leave. With me. And literally look at
the housekeeper.
She's like, how does my hair look? You're a bad mom. I mean, there's so much pressure, especially on women, to be on a certain timeline, and I think Monica is very pressured by that.
Yes.
And, you know, she has that one friend who shoots scenes with, who's her age, has multiple kids, this nice house, and that's hard. Like, when you want something and it's just not happening for you, but as much as you might want it to happen, the more you put pressure on it, the more, you know, it could crack and not work. Look at
the dynamics that are so different, not only culturally, but geographically, because Pan to Summer House, none of them are having the conversations about like having kids and settling down, and Kyle turns 40, you know, and there's it was big enough for him and Amanda to get married, but Paige is no longer having these conversations, and Carl and Lindsay are not having, they're barely having the marriage conversations, and they're mid-30s, and so that's one thing that I love about New York, is that we don't have the pressure here. Maybe as you get to 40, then you have the conversation, but at least we have 10 years on the rest of the United States. And I grew up in Texas, so that conversation is happening at like 19. Right?
So, you should have at least 8 kids by now.
Thank you. And that is like, get me out of here.
No. ASAP. That ain't the plan.
Right.
That is not the plan.
And you know, a lot of people, there's a big debate around Carl and Lindsay. And I like them theoretically together, and I feel like for Lindsay, great for her that you finally have a man who knows all your flaws and everything about you, and the same with Carl, like Lindsay knows everything about him and all his flaws. I just don't know if they're in the same space in their life right now, because Carl's sober, he left Loverboy, he doesn't want to be in this dynamic anymore. And I don't know that Lindsay's in the same place.
Well, Lindsay stopped drinking as well. She froze her eggs. Yeah. And so, you know, that is one reason you have to stop drinking. They have, like, found this beautiful balance in a relationship where they just accept one another in a way. And I think, again, like you said, she has seen the worst of him and vice versa.
Yeah.
And so that is, like, a beautiful thing. And again, they've entered this world of reality television where, you know, your everyday person might not, one, want to be included. So then you might have to be tethered away from your job, which we saw Paige dealing with that when her boyfriend was like, no, I'm not really interested in being on the show. And so then weekend after weekend, she's having to leave to be with her boyfriend, understandably. But, you know, it's hard to get like a normie to come onto one of these shows and understand not only what it's like to be on a TV show, but to then get the backlash and have these fucking trolls on Reddit. People like me.
We're talking about that.
Yeah, exactly. You're being talked about. And that's a really hard thing to deal with. Like, people put themselves out there, which automatically means you are open to criticism as much as you might not want it, or you might not feel you deserve it. But that is the case. And of course, there is a limit to criticism. DMing someone saying, I want you to fucking die,
ridiculous.
That's psychotic. That's sickening. That's going to their pictures and writing rude things, that's insane. Sitting here on a podcast critiquing, I'm not tagging fucking Lindsay and Carl saying, get a load of what I said.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, that's insane.
Well, because a lot of people have opinions, too, about Juan, Dixon, and Robin. And that whole dynamic. Because I happened to be at a work dinner on Tuesday, and there was, you know, every time someone admits that they like Bravo, it's like,
admits, disgusting.
Oh, you like Bravo. And then we were in the cab heading to Nobu. Yeah, I'm a bougie bitch. Heading
Take
to
me
Nobu.
With you. I'll be your assistant.
And she was like,
I'll be your waiter.
And she was like, what about this? What about this? Have you seen Southern Hospitality? Have you seen this? And we were just tick, 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 going back and forth. I was like, oh, you're a real fan. And she was like, what do you think about Juan and Robin? And I was like, you know what? Robin has been with him since she was in high school. She knows exactly what she's getting into with Juan. She knew about the affair. Her story about Juan paying for the hotel
girl, because she left her purse.
You can call the hotel and give them your number. By the way, I do it for guys in my office. You can sign a little like waiver to let them charge your credit card. She knows. And I was talking to my coworker who also watches Bravo a lot, that basketball-wise, if you ever watched it, because the trashy reality on VH1 is my guilty pleasure. Bravo is like my full-time job.
Yeah. That's my side hustle.
Right. Basketball-wise, like early seasons, Shawnee O'Neal's talking about.
Oh, I do like. I did watch OG.
They know that the husbands are doing that. They just choose to not pay attention to it, or they choose not to.
Yeah, because you get certain things in your life. Like if you want this certain lifestyle,
and that
there's a give and take of everything.
And so I feel like for Robin and Juan, that's been their dynamic. And
but bitch, he's not bringing home the bacon. Like
right,
and he's not banging you. Like,
and they were living in that like townhouse, that small townhouse for a long time. Which looking back, it's like, how did you get on the show? I don't know.
You know, maybe like during even development, it could have been a thing where they had money and they had this lifestyle because they like lost all their money. Like it wasn't like
the NBA.
It was, and I can't imagine that was like a huge thing that they were like openly telling everybody. I feel like when you like lose your mansion and lose all your fancy cars and lose all your money, you're probably like, well, let's try to keep up with the Joneses for a little bit.
About the real original first Housewives, which OC, Lori. Lori was a key. I had money, then I had nothing, and then I had money again. Let me tell you, it's better to have money. Like, and she lost it, and then found that amazingly rich guy, and I was like, that's my template for life.
Can I please find one? Please?
Yeah, I need to stop eating potato chips and watching Bravo on my couch in the middle of the day.
You need to be at networking events, meeting men. Go upstairs to the open mic.
There's an open mic happening upstairs.
Close the mic. We don't need this.
But it's like people need to see that because guess what? These fairy tale weddings are not, and marriages are not what they claim to be. Hello, Lisa Hochstein and Lenny.
Well, okay. From day one, this man never exuded any sort of gentle qualities, you know, kindness.
Is it because he's Russian, though?
It could be. Julia from Miami's Russian, and she is
a brother. By the way, I was cackling at Adriana's when she was pretending to be Julia, and she was like, "Hi, it's very good to have you here." That's a good impression.
I don't know. I think he always probably accepted the fact that he was a rich man. He didn't have to be loving, kind, gracious, respectful to his wife.
Yeah.
And she put up with it because you get certain things. And some people have no other way of getting nice things in life. You know, you go to work and bust your fucking ass and you have all these amazing things. Me, I sometimes bust my ass. But, you know, like, I have nice things because I work and have built a career and built a life for myself. Other women can't build those lives for themselves. So then they're trapped in this little world.
Back to society. Some women are trained to be, like, housewives that look good and are arm candy. And that's how they're going to get paid. I mean, like, look at Yolanda Hadid, you know what I mean? Like, and how she literally teaches her kids to be like that too. And so
eat one almond but make your husband a massive spread for dinner, right, so that, you know, right, he doesn't leave you.
Some women are raised like that. They really are. Good for them, because I mean, they live in, sometimes I think, not fulfilled marriages, but what do I know?
Well, that's the thing. Then it gets to the point where it's like, is this a partnership or is this a dictatorship where the man really controls everything? And again, some people want that. But I cannot be told, babe, why is there a $372 charge at Bloomingdale's?
No, never. I'm much
more. Are you kidding?
I'm on the Ramona Singer training.
Oh, yeah.
Of make your own money. If things don't work out, then you have your own stuff still. Ramona still has her Hamptons house. Mm. Ramona's divorce was like a blip in the radar.
She literally was,
you
like,
know what I mean?
Deuces. Right. I'm good. I don't need your money. My daughter's
I'm
going
on
to
the
college.
Ramona Singer train. There's the Ramona Singer train and the Lisa Hochstein train. You know what I mean? Like, there's
where he's like, get the trains. Fuck out of the house.
And there's, it's like each woman has a decision to make, and whatever train you want, doesn't matter.
And there's no judgment, and that's so many women choose to give their life to a man and put their whole trust and faith into a man. I just like can't do that. I think also my parents were both working parents, both equal breadwinners. And then my dad lost his job and my mom was the sole breadwinner for years. And I saw, God forbid, she didn't have that job. I wouldn't have been able to go to college. I would have been able to go to college, but not a private college with no loans, you know, fortunately. Right. Same with my brothers. Like, all of these things. And that was happening, like, during pivotal years of my life in 2008. So, it's like, at, you know, in my sophomore year of high school, I'm thinking, fuck, like, I gotta get my shit together. I gotta go to fucking college. I mean, like, I have to get a job and be, you know, functioning. I think that
the original Housewives definitely influenced me for just thinking about how you approach relationships, because it was OC was the original one, and then you had New York come right after it, and there are women who were like, we had all this, and then we got divorced, and then I had nothing, because Luann got divorced, like, second season, I think, and then you had Lori on OC season one talking about losing all her money, and it was the first time you were seeing people, like, losing all their money and, like, not wanting to say marriage is the answer because it's not. And so it definitely influenced me when I was younger to be like, okay, well, if you can lose everything, then yeah, I should have my own money and I shouldn't be dependent on a man.
Well, then things. You have to think, it's like, it's beautiful when people can put their trust in someone, but, like, maybe I'm jaded because of watching these types of shows and just,
you know,
I can't.
My ideas don't really go into it. They've alluded to it that Dr. Nicole was with a teacher, a school teacher.
God forbid.
And I'm like, because the girls were shaming her about it. And she was like, so what? He was a teacher. So a guy that clearly didn't make as much money as she did, they got divorced. But also her fiance was married before as well. They don't say anything about his ex-wife. And now she's going to be marrying this lawyer. And so she...
Which that guy, I think, is shady boots. I'm getting shady.
What do you mean?
Well, because he is like... I read on Reddit that he's one of those lawyers who has, like, billboards.
Okay.
And I feel like any lawyer on a billboard...
Didn't Craig have a billboard in South Carolina?
Yeah, there you go. Prime example. And then, remember the latest girl on OC, Noella? Her husband had, like, these billboards all over town being like, I'm Sweet James, hire me! It's like, I just don't believe it. Like, when you feel like your law firm needs this much marketing... I believe Celino and Barnes are good people.
I know not everybody knows Celino and Barnes here in New York, but it was a drama when they got broken up.
I want Mrs. Celino to join New York Housewives. That's what I want.
Great.
And I honestly think one of them has died. And I think
the one winded.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's just Barnes.
I think it's Barnes. And he was apparently a good man because I saw, and this is like a New York social media, his like nephew wrote to like one of the New York accounts, because there's a couple of New Yorkers that if you're local here, you follow them, New York Nico and all these. And they were saying like, I just want to write about how wonderful my uncle was. And anyways, we digress, because if you don't live in New York, it's a very niche market. But we're talking about these gaudy...
For injury attorneys.
We're talking about these gaudy injury attorney billboards. And I'm just going to reiterate, I am bougie, bitch. So I drive
into
work.
Don't forget it.
I drive into work. I drive into Manhattan. And so when I drive...
And pays for parking.
And pays for the tolls to go in and out of Manhattan. So when I drive in, there's always... to my left an injury attorney billboard, and to my right a Sirhan billboard as well.
Well, he has a whole building,
so that's
right,
only
in Hudson Yards.
Oh, his company. And somebody asked me about his real estate company recently, and they were like, is it really that good? I was like, Sirhan's fucking huge in New York, by the way. He is a big real estate player, a lot in Brooklyn. He has a place downtown. And not for nothing, I go to the same esthetician as his wife, and they are fantastic.
Oh, I forgot you go there.
Yes.
And you went there because of her.
Because of her. Uh-huh.
And you know what? I feel like she is a smart...
She's a lawyer.
Yeah, she's a bad bitch. She found this fucking man, and she's like, you know what? I've got my bag. You've got yours. I'll support you. I'll be on these silly fucking shows.
Yep.
Like, we'll do the thing. Mm-hmm. And look at them fucking thriving, making so much money. He makes so much money an hour.
He has all these classes.
Yeah, he does like workshops.
He had his own show, and he's still working and running his own company. Like, Ryan Serhant is a hustler.
And good for him. And oh my God, Frederick's
kids are gorgeous.
I just want to see. They like need to be like in a Pottery Barn kids catalog.
That's his Instagram. And Frederick's been sober too. Frederick's been sober.
Really?
I think he just celebrated, if I'm not mistaken, 2 years of sobriety. He talks about it. He writes about it.
That's amazing.
He's so over the top. I mean, talk about going from a guy who did porn real estate to now being a family man. That is the true and unapologetic about all of it, which is what I love.
And I loved that him and his husband had pretty stark differences.
And real conversations about it, too.
Genuinely, like, working through their problems. Well, I guess, wait, they're twins, right? Oh, wait.
Yes, they're twins. They're twins.
Oh, wait, yeah. He said, today I celebrated 2 years of without alcohol. The first time I shared was 73 days, and people were like, what, LOL? I'm so grateful and happy. Who knew sober birthdays were celebrated in such a major way? Oh, that's sweet. Even my kids woke me up with cake.
And in the gay community, one, you don't see long-lasting relationships. They're usually an open, I shouldn't say usually. I said there's a lot of open relationships. There's a lot of different dynamics. There's a lot of non-commitment, just with different issues impacting each of the partners that for the community, I feel is like it's a really big show for them to be like together for so long.
And I don't know. Mm-hmm. I've always liked Frederick. Him and Bethany's show was pretty tragic.
It was awful because he said Bethany was terrible. Well,
Bethany is not a real estate mogul. So, you know, she's probably trying to talk over him.
She's a maven. I still follow her on Instagram just because I genuinely like, I see a lot of myself in Bethany, for better or for worse.
I used to. Mm-hmm. After the pandemic, I really believe the pandemic has changed my work ethic. Unfortunately.
I'm like, but I'm more intense than
I know. You're like, more time to work. Let's do it.
So to see her with Paul, I'm like, there's hope. There's hope in the tunnel.
Yeah, there's always hope.
I can't stand her beauty edits anymore. I'm just like, okay, enough. And when Hannah made fun of her, I was cackling because I was like, it's so accurate.
Well, the thing about her is that she's like, okay, sit down. I'm trying this CoverGirl makeup. And it's like, okay, you're trying CoverGirl makeup. That's great. But when you're not here, you're wearing like Creme de la Mer, like Chantecaille makeup, like the best top of the top French makeup, which like I live and die for that. After working for like The Cut, Vogue, like all I want is luxury beauty items.
When the Estee Lauder presentation that I was part of the other week, when he was like, $315 for a hydration lotion, I was like, need that.
You're like, add to cart? But it's like, she's not using all of these things on her day-to-day. And also, it's like, you know, your Botox face, you're like, this is great for anti-wrinkles. It's like, what fucking wrinkles do you have?
You think she has Botox?
I think, like, in between, I think she has it in her 11s.
I'm so angry that Larza says that she has not had any work done. Honey, enough. You are not fooling single person. You are not fooling anybody. I was watching Miami today and I was like, nobody's butt looks like that.
Kendall
Jack Beerman that says she never has any work done. Honey, look at you on Atlanta season one. That is not you today. If you get injections, that is work done.
Well, that's the thing. People saying, they're like, well, no, I didn't go under the knife, but I just had like needles stuck in my butt.
If that is work that's done, work. You don't need to be under anesthesia to have work done. Stop lying.
No, and Larsa not only has changed how she looks, but she's also obviously taken the Kardashian voice.
Oh, yes.
And watching season one with her, so she was just on season one of Miami. She didn't do season two and season three because she acted like such a fucking fool season one. Where she made her mom fire the housekeeper, mm-hmm. which the way she was talking about the quote unquote help, I was like, who the fuck do you think you are? And I just really didn't enjoy that. But at least she had a voice. She had something to say season one. These past seasons, she comes in and she's Kardashianified. And so she's so aware of what she's saying. She's so aware of how she looks.
But
the body is just fake.
When they were like, Larsa, you're the drama. You're the one doing all these things. And they cut to her. Well, I heard this about you, and I heard this about you. And it's Larsa. I was like, the producers are genius. producers at Bravo do not get enough credit.
I would say the editors.
Oh, editors produce everything. All of them. Like,
because producers just bring people into a room. The editors add attention.
Are genius. Like, they need an award just for editors of shows.
We saw Titanic in IMAX 3D on Valentine's Day. It was incredible. So now the two of us just watch, like, Titanic videos on YouTube. Things have changed for people. What has happened to me? I lost my edge.
Like, those memes that are like, you turned 30 and you're excited about vacuums. I'm looking at literally talk about Titanic on Valentine's Day, and I'm like, what?
We went to Shake Shack, then we saw Titanic.
I was at fucking Nobu on Valentine's Day.
The second it was like, I'm like,
I watched Hamilton yesterday, and I was crying. It was really good.
Okay. I saw Hamilton with a guy who I thought liked me. He didn't. And we were so drunk, but we saw it. We were in the last
the last row.
I could touch the carpet on the walls. We were so drunk. And I remember, like, I was crying during the play. And
I cried at the end.
I mean, this is going into personal zone. But
what?
After, I was like, it's like, so, like, what are we? Like, what are we doing? And he's like, I think you like his sister.
No!
So then I pulled, like, a Carrie Bradshaw at her wedding where she's, like, hitting big the bouquet. I literally, like, laid hands on him and, like, did, like, a two-hand like football.
Like Steinfeld. Yeah. Elaine Bennett, get out!
Yes! Literally, I just pushed him and was like, I fucking hate you.
That's like Ryan Benny so when Monica denied him and she was like, I don't think that this is gonna happen.
Yeah.
But he was also not ready either. She knew that.
I think the guy is gay, so.
Brian?
No, my the guy who, who told me, quote, I was like,
you should see me set up Brian?
No, Brian's. I love Brian's. Okay, again, this episode is ADD. If you know me and you know my, like, old OCD on Bravo Happy Hour, this would not fly in Bravo Happy Hour 1.0. 2.0? We just have fun and do what the fuck we want.
And this episode is for super fans that know every actual show that we're talking about. Because if you only follow Housewives, you're like, what the hell is Family Karma? What the hell is Married to Medicine? What the hell is Southern Charm? Like, what the hell is Winter House? You have no idea what we're talking about.
Wait, did you watch Real Girlfriends of Paris?
I did not.
I did not either. And I studied abroad in Paris. Mm-hmm. So I haven't watched it because I feel like I'm gonna, like, quit my job, dump my boyfriend, and move to Paris, like, if I watch it.
Yeah.
Just because I am, like, oh, I want to, like, relive when I was 20 years old.
You know, I was in, so I travel a lot for work. I travel to probably one or two cities a week. And I was in a hotel once watching that show about the love abroad.
That's, I don't watch that shit.
I didn't. I kind of saw one episode, and I was like, this is very much giving me TLC 90 Day Fiancé vibes.
Yes.
And I think that's why I didn't do very well, because I'm like, you can't. There's a vibe on VH1, and there's a vibe on TLC, and it doesn't quite work for the Bravo crowd, so you can't always do, like, a crossover of concepts.
Yeah. Also, you know? When something is really good, like 90 Day Fiancé, they have their audience.
Right.
They understand, again, the editing and how to show.
And some fans that watch TLC, but it's like, you have a primary and then you have a secondary, right?
Yeah. Like, I don't really, like, for me, it used to be always Bravo number one, then E, where
But because you know why? Because everything went streaming.
Yeah.
And so, yes, we watched Peacock. So I don't know where E is streaming on, and I took off Hulu because the shows aren't on Hulu anymore. So I just canceled the subscription, and I'm like, oh, it's on Peacock. So that's what
Peacock
I'm
is amazing.
So
and
good.
They have The Office, which I used to love that show.
They
and
have
haven't watched in
every
years.
Season oh, so too for every oh, Bravo show.
Ladies of London's on there.
Oh, it's amazing! It literally fulfills my soul.
Well, I have to watch Ladies of London again.
I need to
that's
watch
actually,
the beginning. That should
that's what I should do. I'm rewatching Miami through right now. Then I have to go watch Real Housewives of Dubai. I haven't watched that.
I try to get into it.
I can't watch a show about women in Dubai when, like, women with have like various no rides. That's like I just feel like I'm like, that's oh, exactly how these I feel. Like wealth, some of these wealthy, like at least Caroline Stanberry being like the lead person, I'm like, oh, like a highly privileged British woman in this place where the common woman in Dubai like can't drive.
I know. That's
then again, I don't know a lot about what's going on in Dubai, so, you know, don't quote me, but like,
I know. With so many things, even as I was thinking about coming back on today, I was like, what can't I say? What's going to get canceled? But like,
I want to get canceled.
Like, it would be a sigh of relief, right?
I know. I'm like, cancel me. I'll quit the fucking show.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Literally.
Por favor. That show just like didn't really get me from the beginning. When I watched the trailer, I just said, I want to see Ladies of London. I don't want to see Caroline doing anything else. Yeah. I want to see her. Remember, her business was like a gifting business.
For the, like, luxury gifting.
How chic is that? Where it's like some dumb man, a Lenny Hochstein, if you will. He would never put the time in to call someone to say, what the hell should I get my wife? These are her interests.
They send their assistants to get stuff from these places. The men do not do it. By the way, in case anybody doesn't know, I work in finance. They send their assistants to go to these places to get the gifts.
Luckily, Mercedes is the CEO. She doesn't have to do it anymore, but you might give suggestions.
Yeah, well, for sure. And luckily, one of my salesmen, who is very... independently and like family wealth,
is obsessed
with Bravo. Absolutely obsessed.
Well, I mean, we're not going to say his name. We don't want to out our source, but he is just kiss. Like, okay, so I, not only do I love Bravo, but I also love like all influencer snark. And I'm on the Reddits, ladies and gentlemen. I don't comment. I'm a lurker. I do not comment. You do not, what is the phrase that Dorinda says? Write it, regret it, say it. Forget it.
Some stupid drunk shit. Say it, forget it, write it, regret it.
So I don't write anything down on paper, but I read every post on every snark fucking Reddit account. And then NYC influencer snark Reddit is crazy because it just talks about NYC influencers.
Right.
But your coworker might have started that Reddit. Like,
he was raised in high society in New York. So he's part of all
of it. He's like in the New York to Michigan, social University scene. Of Michigan, like fancy New Yorker vibe, back into Manhattan right after college, and then like moved to Westchester after. Like it's the pipeline.
Yes, totally.
But he had tea. The first 8 minutes I met him, he was giving me deadpan tea. Like, he was just like a grown straight man being like, you follow We Wore What? Uh-huh. Yeah, I know her.
Like, and he knows everything. And knows
the hot spots.
And also,
you're going to Four Charles?
Yes, I know. Well, How do you get into Nobu like all the time? I'm just like, hey, can you give me a reservation? He's like, yeah, no problem. And his wife also is obsessed with Bravo. So he's like, oh, me and her just watch it all the time. And we're always talking about it. And I'm like, Megan, this is your dream husband.
When I met him, I was like, I'm going to ruin his family. And then I found out he had children. And I said, I won't this time.
Right. But yeah, so it's interesting to have an inside peek at these lives. Because he's in
the social circle of people who would be on these shows where, you know, we can watch from afar.
Right.
And I don't
and some
live
of these
in that
people
world.
He knows, and he's like, I fucking knew they were doing that. Like, it's just really interesting to have his take on a lot of stuff. Because he called Lenny and Lisa's divorce.
Stop it.
He called it, honestly, like a year before. I was like, no way. They're not getting divorced. He was like, I'm telling you right now, because his dad lives in Miami. Oh, yeah. So they're
both. Oh, my God. So it's like a multi-generational gossip.
Yes. Oh, yeah. So his dad started a lot of the wealth. And he's like, he's in Florida this week. So he was like, they're totally getting divorced. I'm telling you right now. And I was like, no way. And then it comes out. I was like, oh, you called it. He's like, I told you.
Yes. It was the two of them needed to break up.
I know.
After last season, when she was like, we keep having parties with all these hot girls. And when I've
she
been
like, pretend that you love me.
When I watched the first episode, I believe, of season two, where it's Lisa's first season, she comes on and she makes a comment when they are moving to into the mansion on Star Island, she goes, I hope the neighbors don't mind the parties that we have. So they've been having these like raucous parties full of hot people for years. And you know, Lisa probably loves it because she likes to drink, likes to have fun, which who doesn't? Good for her. But, you know, getting to the point where it's like, oh, now you're just actually creating a meat market for your husband to pick his next wifey.
Also, I did see something post today that said, like, well, the divorce is pretty much a good idea, because she posted a picture of the guy who she's allegedly dating right now, and he's young and really attractive.
Let's see. Is this a Caroline Sanbury situation?
Not as young as Caroline's husband, now husband, but he's definitely attractive. He's definitely younger. She posted him on her stories.
Mm.
Some people took a screenshot.
I was going to say, this is Reddit world.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep.
Let me go. Lisa Hochstein, new boyfriend. I'll find it in about 1 minute.
I think he works in tech, and I mean, Lenny knew him. Whatever. It's like, you think you can get somebody. Lisa is young and attractive, and she can sure as hell get somebody, too. Because I was rewatching, because it automatically came up on Peacock, Potomac, and, the girl, which one's the one?
Is this him?
Jewish one. Yes,
oh,
that's
he's
him.
Cute.
Very cute. The one,
Intro Hive founder. This sounds like a dating app.
Yep, something like that. Who was the girl on Potomac season one, and she recently came back?
Katie Ross.
Katie Ross, season one Potomac, she had three young kids under the age of five, and that really hot guy that was dating her. And I'm like,
he was not fucking hot.
I like Jewish guys, though.
You like Jewish guys.
Yeah.
I'm not anti-Jewish men, but his look, I got gay from him. He was not hot.
I thought he was.
No.
Well, anyways, my whole point was saying she had very young kids, and he stepped in and he was willing to take care of them. So if Lenny...
for like 6 months when they were filming, he was gone.
Well, he's a bit much, though.
Well, yeah. So Katie's working at a food co-op. I love that she's like a normal person. She's like, oh my God, I'm making like $15 an hour.
Is Ashley still dating the guy from Summer House?
She met his mom.
God bless her.
I love it. That's hot.
Luke is a hot mess, though. I just think emotionally, he's
yeah. I was gonna say,
place.
Not like in his life. I feel like he's not a mess, because he would always, like, you'd always see a clean room with Luke.
Yes,
but
yes.
In terms of like his emotional IQ,
very low. And
well, it's the model effect. When you're so hot, everybody just loves you.
Yes,
and women just love you automatically. Like, not for who, of course, a little bit of who you are, but the way you look is a huge part
because
of that.
I was going back and watching old Summer House and seeing the dynamic with him and Hannah, and I couldn't wrap my head around what was going on there, because she's not on his level of attraction, crazy about
but
it.
But then she was like, oh, I'm going to play like hard to get, but I'm also going to fuck this other guy. So it's like, well, what is it?
Right.
What is it? Are you into me? And men, as much as you want to play a game, the moment a man finds out that you are playing a game, they're done. You will never be seen as girlfriend material. But, you know, like, the moment a guy sees that in a woman, they will no longer put you in girlfriend category. You're just hookup category.
And I'm sorry to digress again, off on a different tangent.
This is our therapy session.
I know. Shep is still a hot mess.
You went to like number one hot mess. Like,
just because we're talking about men that are literal hot messes.
Well,
literally.
Yeah.
Literally. Shep is a hot mess.
Well, he was hot and rich. Old money. Old money does a lot to a man's confidence.
Right. But at some age, it's like, honey, we're not 20.
Well, no.
Anymore.
He fucked up whatever.
Taylor was gorgeous.
I'm willing to put up with that shit.
And, like, such a, like, so positive. Because I see all the girls on that last season all hang out together now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you idiots thinking?
Well, because there's always that next catch. Like,
there's
the high in being with the next best thing. And
so what girls are still sleeping with Shep?
He's a walking STD.
They've even said that he gave STDs to people on the show. Don't you remember?
Oh, yeah. Oh, what's her name? Danny said he gave him gonorrhea.
Yeah. exactly.
And again, I'm not STD shaming.
Listen, people get it. It's
yeah, like, you can get one. But, you know, you don't fuck Shep.
He's gross now.
He's gross.
And he's just, he's definitely going to be T-Rev part two.
1,000%. The fact that he didn't marry Taylor was like the nail in the coffin for his future.
And I feel like Austin's heading that way as well.
To think that there is not more in life than just getting laid. To be with someone and partnership and a future. And of course, like, you want to end up with someone who you're sexually attracted to. And there's that element there. But there's so much more that you need to actually have a partnership that's going to last and work and be also, healthy.
When you get older and you're sick and you're dying, who's taking care of you? Complete one-off tangent, just because we're talking about Austin. I think about Madison and A-Rod's new girlfriend because he just wished her a happy birthday.
Oh, God. Because like, he just wished her a happy birthday.
Looks exactly like Madison.
Wait, I have to
and see. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Yeah, so look up A-Rod's
Instagram. Is she like the sporty girl?
Sporty, blonde, everything. And I'm like, oh,
A-Rod, Catherine Padgett. You have a type. Oh, wow. Oh, yeah.
He's got a type.
All right, let's wrap this bitch up. We've talked for an hour and 13 minutes. Wow. Jesus fucking Christ, this is therapy. And now we're going to dinner and we're going to talk and cackle for two more fucking hours.
Truly.
Thank you so much for listening to Bravo Happy Hour. Tell a friend. We do word of mouth marketing here. We don't do social media marketing.
Post it on Reddit. Post it on your Facebook groups. Post it on TikTok.
If you write anything on fucking Reddit and it's negative, I'll find you. Just kidding.
But we'll cancel you.
Yeah, no, you'll be canceled real quick. All right.
Literally.
Thanks for listening. Tell a friend. Love you, mean it. Bye.